This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Am I wrong or am I wrong? All right. First of all, I get, you guys have known me now for many, many years. I rarely admit that I'm wrong. And it's because, honestly, I rarely am wrong. I'm not saying that to be a jerk. I'm usually not wrong about stuff. Did you guys see the second Deadpool? Where all these people have certain weird superpowers, and one lady had the superpower of she being lucky. I think that's Domino. He's like, what the hell kind of a superpower is that? But anyway, she ends up being a real good, pretty good, like, superhero in the movie. I mean, for me, and I hate to say this, is I'm rarely wrong. And I know I shouldn't admit that because something bad can happen and then I'm going to be wrong and I'm going to be like, duh. But, you know, every decision I made in my life, maybe it's because God guided me. Well, I'm sure he did. You know, God was behind it. And he's the one that infused the decision. But I just rarely make a wrong decision. You know, like something just recently happened where there was somebody treating some people really, really bad. And I called the person on it when he provoked me. I did it on my own going, you know, I just was like, you know, this is wrong. And I like now am finding that was like a real damn good decision. I don't know. It's just every single thing, every time I do something, I go, oh, should I have said that or should I have not said it? It's like, dang, yeah. Yeah, that was a good idea. So now I'm dealing with my sons, and we all have iPhones. And the iPhone has an app where I guess you could track your friends, find your friends. So, you know, for some people, they think it's an invasion of privacy. For me as a mom, I think it's a damn good idea to know where your baby's phone is, especially since I always lose a phone, you know? And if I pay for the phone, I might as well have a tracking on it. Well, at first, my husband is the one that kind of launched it and was watching the kids. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to be too motherly. I'm going to wait, you know, and let them kind of, you know, not think that I'm hovering over them. But then I decided then to go in for the kill and go, okay, you know what? Now we're connecting. And my kids start to kind of have, you know, a poop fit. Go, well, Dad doesn't watch where we are. You know, it's okay that Dad's on there, but not you, Mom. Like, you know, it's okay when Dad does something, but it's not okay when Mom does something. And I don't hover over them. And I'm not all up into their colon like other parents are. So I realized the reason why they don't want me tracking them on the phone, because they don't really do it. They don't go to, you know, bad kids' houses or strip clubs or anything like that. They don't do that. But the reason why they don't want me to follow them or just know where they are or whatever is because I'm right. So if I am suspecting that they're going to be at a party and that party is going to have some drugs or some bad kids there, no matter what they say, going, no, the parents are going to be home, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, the kids always give that excuse. No, the party's going to be fine, Mom, because the parents are going to be home. I'm like, the parents are going to be home. So the parents are going to be home, and there's going to be a party at the house. Yep. And what are you guys going to drink? Oh, I don't know, a fruit punch? You are lying through your teeth. Kids don't drink fruit punch these days. Yeah, that Kool-Aid guy, we're going to be drinking that stuff. Bull. You're lying to me. The parents aren't going to be home. If I go over there, you're going to basically say that the parents just stepped out to get some more eats, and you're lying to me. So they know that I know. What they think, I don't know. I'll know. I always know. And now they don't want me following them on their iPhone. Now, I'm not going to follow them. I'm not going to drive and go to the party. You know what? I really should go to the party. I really hang with the younger crowd really damn good. Yeah, and most of the kids at the high school know me anyway. So I'm like, hey, what's up? You know, because I'm like the cool mom. Everybody thinks they're like the cool mom. I am the cool mom. So I'm like, yeah, dude, what's up? So, but I'm not going to go to their party. I'm not going to follow them on a date. But I really think as a mom, I have a right to know where they are. And this Find Your Phone app is, I think, fantastic because, you know, if God forbid your kid is abducted or whatever, and the bad person doesn't shut off the phone, we know where the phone is. And I understand AT&T or T-Mobile or whoever, you know, can track you because of all the pings, but still. But, you know, where I'm starting to doubt myself, and this is why I go to you guys, is at what age do you let your kids go? Not in terms of go and do your own thing. I'm already letting them make their own decisions, and they're making some real crappy decisions. Can I just say that? Yeah, like not studying for the math test was a real bad decision. But at what point do you not, you know, have surveillance on them? I guess that's my question. Because if my kid, you know, God forbid, let's say has a seizure or whatever, I mean, I would want to know where he is. If he's in a ditch somewhere, I'd want to know. And is that really a bad thing to use today's technology to know where my kid is? If Chinese and Russian hackers know where my kid is, right? And they know, you know, what they're searching on their computers. Why can't I, as a mom, know where they are? So the kids are a little mad at me. Their panties are all up in a bunch. Not that my boys wear panties, but you know, they're all upset. And I should do that. Yeah. I'll make them wear my underwear. Clean, of course. That'd be a great punishment. I'm trying to also think of how to punish your teenagers when they, you know, they mouthed off to me really bad this weekend. And I couldn't really do anything. You know, I couldn't put them in time out because, you know, they're bigger than me. You know, and I couldn't really, you know, take away their car because I need them to get themselves to school. So maybe I'll do that. I'll make them wear women's underwear. Yeah, that might, I don't know. Is that child abuse? Are you kidding me? Really? That would be considered child abuse? I don't know. No, taking a picture and posting it on social media would be. I don't know. I don't really see the point of making them wear underwear. But, well, you know what? They should wear some underwear. Maybe that's a justification. I don't think they wear underwear. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I love my boys. They're good kids. But they don't want mama knowing where they are. And as mama, I want to know where they are. I think I have a right. And I have a duty as their mama to be all up in their sigmoid knowing where they are. So that's where I stand. And you want to know what? I'm right. I'm always right. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so you guys are doing it wrong. Your hand sanitizers. We got some news on how you're supposed to hand sanitize. Now, many of us, we kind of do the little squirt thing like the... Right? We do that little quick skirt, scrub it in, rub it in, wait for it to dry, wipe it on our pants, we're done. Okay, I just hand sanitized, and I did that for about 2 seconds. Maybe 1.5 seconds. Still a little rub. Okay, 3 seconds. We're supposed to be at a minimum 15 seconds. World Health Organization says we're supposed to be applying hand sanitizer in a six-step, 30-second process. So we're doing it wrong, especially if we're trying to kill bacteria. So research was carried out by the University Hospital Basel, or Basel. I think of Austin Powers when I think of Basel. Anyway, and it was led by Dr. Sarah Chudin Sutter, Department of Infectiology and Hospital Hygiene. Infectiology. So they don't call it microbiology anymore. They call it infectiology. I would be love to be an infectiologist. That just sounds so cool. Dr. Dahlia Wax, board certified in infectiology. It just sounds so sexy. And hand hygiene, as you know, is one of the single most effective things healthcare workers can do to reduce the spread of infectious disease. It's got to keep you safe in a hospital setting. Now, the World Health Organization says sanitizer is the preferred route due to it being faster, more effective, and better tolerated than washing with soap and water. Now, I disagree with the World Health Organization. I think soap and water and washing your hands for 30 seconds is better than hand sanitizer. Because the average person doesn't hand sanitize for 30 seconds. They do squirt, squirt, run. Soap and water and proper hand washing is the way to go. The thing is if the average person washes their hands halfway and the average person sanitizes halfway, what's better? They say there's very limited evidence on which hand gel technique is the most effective. The World Health Organization recommends rubbing an alcohol-based product into your skin for 20 to 30 seconds. But adherence to this has been poor. As a first step, it also says to use a palmful amount of the gel. Enough to fill a palm. Okay, I just do one little baby squirt, and that squirt is about a centimeter in diameter. So first you need a palmful. Then hands should be rubbed palm to palm before placing the right over the left and interlacing the fingers. Do you guys interlace your fingers? I don't do that. But you got to get deep into the finger web spaces. Also the nails. They say this process should then be repeated with the left hand over the right. So you get that? Okay, you do squirt, 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 squirt. Then that should be roughly about a palm's worth. Then you do palm to palm, and then you put the right hand over the left, scrub, scrub, scrub that, getting deep into the fingers, then you swap, and you put your left hand over the right. I'm teaching you guys how to hand sanitize. That's what the Dr. Dahlia Show gets to do, and that's why my ratings are where they are. Because while everybody else is talking about Tiger Woods and the awesome Vegas Golden Knights win, last night I get to talk about hand sanitizer. So then you rub your palms together with your fingers interlaced. At step five, the backs of the fingers should be rubbed against the opposing palms as well as the thumb. A lot of us forget the thumb. Well, that's because my thumb is always up my... But, you know, that it makes sense. I mean, you know, if you aren't, you know, on top of your thumb, you know, on top of cleaning the thumb, your thumb's kind of one of your dirtiest fingers. Then once your hands are... Oh, yeah. As a fifth step, that was just four steps. Now step five. The backs of the fingers should be rubbed against the opposing thumb. Oh, that was step five. Once the hands are dry, according to Daily Mail, they are considered safe. So to test this lengthy process, to see if it's necessary, the researchers had 20 volunteers who were age 18 to 51 apply hand sanitizers via four different techniques. The first group followed the World Health Organization regimen for 30 seconds. The second group did it, but just for 15 seconds. The third group followed a three-step process for 30 seconds, and the fourth, the same shortened process for 15 seconds. So you had one full regalian, the other full regalian technique, but in 15 seconds. The third, a little half-ass, 30 seconds. The fourth, a little half-ass, 15 seconds. After each application, the researchers then decided to analyze the number of bacteria in the participants' hand. Results revealed that the 15-second rubs were just as effective at reducing the bacterial counts as the 30-second process. But, big but, you had to do all that rubbing and flipping and interlacing and coochie-cooing and all that stuff that your hands had to do together. So the findings are going to be presented in full at the European Congress of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Diseases in Amsterdam. Ooh, I'm going to Amsterdam. I should go to this presentation. Oh, trust me. Oh, no. Trust me. You want to go to these conferences. If you have an employer that pays for you to go to these conferences, right, Amsterdam, go to the conference. get to Amsterdam. You could, you know, the conference has to end. They have to let you out, and then you get to see Amsterdam. I've never been. I'm so excited. They say 15 seconds may sound a lot to the average person, but they hope it's going to be good news for healthcare workers that have been told to do it for 30 seconds. You know, I see healthcare workers wash their hands. Everybody says, oh, my gosh, you know, the hospital's so dirty, and nobody's washing their hands. That's bull crap. They are washing their hands. I see hospital workers. They wash their hands. So everybody can just kind of lay off with that one. But do they sit there and do the happy birthday song? Happy birthday to you, or the ABCs. You're supposed to do happy birthday to you two times. You're supposed to sing that when you wash your hands, or you're supposed to do the ABCs at least one time. So they say our findings suggest shortening hand rubbing time and simplifying the technique. All right. So what are our dirtiest surfaces? Okay, they say the average worker comes into contact with 10 million disease-causing bacteria. So lurking between the keys, hidden on the mouse, nestled in our phone, lies more than 10 million bacteria, 400 times more than an average toilet seat. See, the toilet seat is very, very interesting. The toilet isn't as dirty as you think. Yeah, everybody's like, well, you know, your butt touches it. Okay, well, yeah. But actually, if you really sit on a toilet properly, it's the back of your thighs and the top part of your butt. And if you are good at wiping, those really aren't the dirtiest surfaces on your body, if you really think about it. Now, it all depends on what you do with the toilet seat when you're, you know, getting up and getting off and whatever. But your hands are exposed much more than the back of your thighs to bacteria. Now, and I'm not going to go into too minute a detail on this one, but everybody's like, how could your phone be dirtier than a toilet seat? Well, because, you know, the toilet seat, it only really touches certain surfaces. And, you know, if you do get poop on it, well, then your E. coli and those bugs and, yeah. But if the part that's tested isn't the part that really ever touched poop, it could be fairly clean. Now, would I ever eat my breakfast off a toilet seat? No, I wouldn't. But you know what? Many times my food will fall on my phone, and I will eat it. And maybe I need to stop and think about how disgusting that is. They say unhygienic working conditions are a key contributor to the 131 million working days lost each year in countries around the world. Bacteria and viruses can multiply on hard surfaces, remaining infectious for up to 24 hours. I heard that hepatitis C could last for weeks. So that's pretty bad stuff. And hepatitis C can be really nasty. So the average desk, according to Dr. Lisa Ackerley from the University of Salford, is a prime breeding ground for infections, and so you need to disinfect your desk, telephones, keyboards, and computer mice. How often? Nobody says, but I would probably say every day. I mean, if you think about it. She added, the better cleaning and hygiene measures could result in significantly fewer sick days. It also shows that 1 in 5 workers fail to clean their workspaces before eating. And 2 to 3 eat lunch at their desk. 20% of people never clean their mouse. I'm one of them. I never clean my computer mouse. 80% of the common infections are transmitted by touch. So dirty desks can be pretty disgusting. Now, some of you will say, but Dr. Dahlia, we actually need a lot of this bacteria to strengthen our immune system. True. But not if somebody just walked out of a toilet, didn't wash their hands, has hepatitis A, then puts that on your mouse, and then you work with your mouse. No. Don't let anybody touch your workspace. Wash your hands after you pee or poop. And I would say wipe off the keyboard once a day before you get to work. I mean, clock in. You know, you might as well get paid for it. So clock in and then clean your workspace. All right, 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Actress Lori Loughlin and her husband are pleading not guilty to charges stemming from a massive college cheating scandal. According to a document filed a short time ago in Boston federal court, Loughlin and her fashion designer husband will plead not guilty on federal fraud and money laundering charges. The two are accused of paying $500,000 in bribes to get her kids into USC. They face hefty fines and prison time. Millions of people in the Northeast are now in the path of a storm system blamed for at least 8 fatalities in the South over the weekend. That system is currently threatening at least a half dozen states, including the New York City tri-state area. Seismologists are reporting an earthquake measuring 4.2 magnitude in northern Sonoma County, California, early this morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you guys are Game of Thrones fans? Oh, I am. I am. All right. So their season premiere is finally here. And one thing, I guess the news had broken about a month ago and I missed it. But one of the stars, Khaleesi, Daenerys Targaryen, she plays like the mother of dragons. You know, the blonde one that looks like me? Yeah. Played by Emilia Clarke. Apparently, she had reported or revealed that she suffered 2 brain aneurysms while filming Game of Thrones years ago. And she actually survived. In 2011, she was exercising. And she kind of, you know, was feeling a headache, and then it got more severe. And then she began vomiting violently. An ambulance took her to the hospital, and an MRI showed that she had a subarachnoid hemorrhage. She had to undergo surgery, and then apparently they found another one in 2013 on repeat brain scan, had to go through surgery again. she survived and is now one of the most popular characters on one of the most popular TV shows there is. Some of you guys that haven't gotten into Game of Thrones, I know why you haven't, okay? You heard that the first season was rough, and you heard that the books aren't that good. And so you don't, you know, you don't, I guess, choose to, you know, get into the TV show. I'm telling you right now, I didn't read the books, and I don't have to read the books, okay? It's good. You got to get through the first season. After you get through the first season, it is fantastic. You got to check it out. So basically she described it as, this is Amelia Clark, to relieve stress, you know, because she had been, you know, playing such a strong woman and had to take off the her clothes. And, you know, she said here, she said, I felt hardly like a conquering spirit. I was terrified, terrified of the attention, terrified of the business I barely understood, show business, terrified of trying to make good on the faith that the creators of Thrones had put in me. I felt in every way exposed. In the very first episode, I appeared naked, and from that first press junket onward, I always got the same question, some variation of, you play such a strong woman, and yet you take off your clothes, why? In my head, I'd respond, how many men do I need to kill to prove myself? I guess on the show. So to relieve stress, she worked out with a trainer. She said, I was a television actor now, after all. That's what television actors do. We work out. So on the morning of February 11, 2011, she says, I was getting dressed in the locker room of a gym in Crouch End, North London, and I started to feel a bad headache coming on. I was so fatigued I could barely put on my sneakers. When I started my workout, I had to force myself through the first few exercises. So she was working out while she was bleeding. Then her trainer had her get into the plank position, and I immediately felt as though an elastic band was squeezing my brain. I tried to ignore the pain and push through it, but I just couldn't. I told my trainer I had to take a break, crawled to the locker room, reached the toilet, and began violently vomiting. And then the pain was shooting, stabbing, constricting, getting worse. She said, at some level, I knew that my brain was damaged. So she said, for a few moments, I tried to will the pain and the nausea away. I said to myself, I will not be paralyzed. I moved my fingers and toes to make sure it was true. To keep my memory alive, I tried to recall, among other things, some lines from Game of Thrones. Then she heard a woman's voice coming from the next stall, asking if she was okay. No, she wasn't. So she came to help her, maneuvered her to one side in the recovery position. Then everything became noisy and blurry. She remembers the sound of a siren, an ambulance. I heard new voices, somebody saying my pulse was weak, I was throwing up bile, somebody found my phone and called my parents who live in Oxfordshire, and they were told to meet me at the emergency room of Whittington Hospital. Then she became unconscious, wheeled into a gurney, she remembers smelling the disinfectant, so she was conscious. But nobody knew what was wrong with her. So they gave her a scan, an MRI, and that's where they found the subarachnoid hemorrhage. This is a bleed to the brain. And she was bleeding because she had an aneurysm. An aneurysm is a ballooning of the artery that ruptured. So, aneurysms. Let's talk about that for a second. Really scary stuff. Now, she survived, all right? But 15% of people with a ruptured brain aneurysm will die before they reach the hospital. 40% can be fatal. Now, according to the Brain Aneurysm Foundation, 6 million people in the United States are walking around with a brain aneurysm. Or 1 in 50. And the annual rate of rupture is about 8 to 10 per 100,000 people. And they say in the U.S. alone, 30,000 people suffer a brain aneurysm rupture. 30,000. They say every 18 minutes, somebody's brain aneurysm ruptures. That's always scary. Women are more likely than men to have it. Women, especially over 55, have a higher risk of rupture. African Americans and Hispanics are twice as likely to have a brain aneurysm rupture compared to whites. There are almost 500,000 deaths worldwide each year caused by these. They say, according to a 2004 study in the U.S., the combined lost wages of survivors of brain aneurysm rupture and their caretaker for 1 year was $138 million in lost wages. So they're fatal 40% of the time. Of those who survive, 66% may have permanent neurological deficit. 15% won't make it till they get to the hospital. So, brain aneurysms can exist even in kids. Most are very, very tiny. About an eighth of an inch to nearly 1 inch. But the good news is 50 to 80% of them do not rupture. They look like little berries, so they call them berry aneurysms. So we think what happens is the joint, we think what happens is the artery junction where the arteries branch out could be weak. And when the flow is high, maybe because of high blood pressure, maybe because of weightlifting, maybe because of straining, that could cause the ballooning of the blood vessel. And then the wall weakens because it's like when you step on a hose. So giant aneurysms can be really, really bad. It's not the number one cause of stroke, though. The number one cause of stroke is a clot, an ischemic stroke. But these hemorrhagic strokes many times are caused by these brain aneurysms that rupture. So to treat them, you need to be on it fast. And one thing they do is surgical clipping, where they find the artery to the aneurysm and they clip it. They just stop the, you know, the blood flow. And then there's also something called endovascular coiling. And I wrote an article on this. You guys could take a look on my website at drdahlia.com or Facebook or Twitter, where they throw a coil in there and it fills up the aneurysm. So blood flow really kind of decides to bypass it because there's not a lot of room for blood to go. So then you don't get the pressure where it'll burst. Now, the problem is 20% of people that have a brain aneurysm end up getting another one. So with Amelia Clark, she ended up having a second one. So she survived. But, wow. So when you hear these stories and you see somebody young and beautiful and active, you know, having a brain, you know, aneurysm, and obviously she's not the type that has high blood pressure or smokes. Smoking also puts you at real high risk. Then, you know, what do you do? Well, they say first, you know, if you do smoke, if you are worried about having one of these, okay, one is, you know, don't smoke. Two is make sure your blood pressure is in good control. If you do have a family history of aneurysms, that could put you at risk. If you're over 40, we talked about, you know, ethnicities, but if you have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, polycystic kidney disease, Marfan syndrome, fibromuscular dysplasia, some diseases could put you more at risk. If you have an AV malformation, I do. I have like a little, well, you know what? I have like a venous angioma. I have a little outpouching. I have like a little, it's not necessarily an aneurysm of an artery, but it's a little angioma of a vein. They say if God forbid that bleeds, I should have enough time to make it to the hospital. So if I ever have a headache and I'm throwing up, guys, just tell everybody that, you know, it's a brain aneurysm and to treat me as such. If you use drugs, if you drink a lot of alcohol, if you have an infection, that could also do it if you've had severe head trauma. So there's a lot of risk factors for it. So, you know, try to avoid head trauma. Try to avoid the alcohol. Try to avoid getting sick. But, you know, you could get a scan. If you have headaches, get a scan and see if you have one there. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So AJ writes, Doctor, thank you for sharing your experiences with telemedicine. Here's mine. He writes, I started having a cold and it turned into a bronchitis over the week. I called the telemedicine company my insurance gave me, and the doctor would not give me an antibiotic, but medicine for the cough, telling me to stick it out and I'll get over the virus. He writes, then my cold worsened and went into a sinus infection. So I called back 3 days later and was again told it was viral, but to take Nasonex over the counter. 5 days later, my head began hurting and I couldn't breathe out of my nose. So I called telemedicine again, and the new doctor said it was viral and gave me steroids. Finally, 2 weeks into it, I went to an urgent care with a fever and was told I have a sinus infection and given an antibiotic. What's the point? And he kind of goes on and let's we need to talk about this. Every now and then we bring up how difficult it is to get, you know, narcotics nowadays. One of you had complained a week or two ago in an email about cough syrups with codeine, how you can't get that anymore. And the point AJ made in his email, and it's longer than what I read, is how did this save money and time and resources where it took them 4 visits to get an antibiotic when he said, I knew I needed an antibiotic right away. So let me explain to you what's happening, and this is not going to be very popular, but I'm going to tell it to you straight, okay? Viruses are viruses. There should be no reason an antibiotic works against them. An antibiotic is designed to break down a bacteria's cell wall or prevent the bacteria from reproducing. And so an antibiotic is solely designed to attack a bacteria, which means if you do have a viral infection, it's not going to work. Yet, I can't tell you how many people, and even me included, where the illness sounds viral, I take an antibiotic and I feel better right away. And so I have a hunch that there might be some sort of immune boosting ability or anti-inflammatory component or something that makes people feel better. So, for example, bronchitis. 97% of bronchitis are viral. And the bronchitis will go away. It may take weeks. Yet a lot of us in the 90s and 2000s took a Z-Pak and found that we got over our bronchitis pretty quick. So, with telemedicine, and I told you an article that had come out last week saying doctors are overprescribing antibiotics on telemedicine. Telemedicine is going to be one of the most difficult places for you guys to get an antibiotic, because telemedicine doctors cannot examine you over the phone to the degree that we can in person. And as the media takes over and, you know, legislators take over and everybody tries to manage medicine who isn't a doctor, there's this big push for us to write less and less antibiotics. What happened to AJ really stinks, where it took him 4 trips till he finally got an antibiotic that he knew he was going to need day one. But in medicine and in healthcare, it's for the greater good of everybody. If we gave everybody a Z-Pak the first day they got sick, we would have huge drug resistance, and that's why we do have huge drug resistance now. A lot of, you know, times Z-Pak doesn't cut it anymore for an infection. So somebody had complained that they had a sinus infection, called telemedicine, couldn't get the antibiotic. And they were like, I have to hit it early. And the telemedicine doctor was like, no, it's viral. So you have to do like the nasal steroids, some saline nasal spray, flushes, humidifier. Person ends up having to go to an urgent care, get an antibiotic. You know, so their question was, what's up with telemedicine? Again, telemedicine cannot be the platform where we write a crap load of antibiotics. We do write antibiotics on telemedicine. But again, and I don't own a telemedicine company. I work for a couple telemedicine companies. But these are the limitations that we're under. And it's a much different thinking. So what I I was taught 2 different things. And I did otolaryngology. I did an ENT elective at UCLA my 4th year. So I really wanted to get good at ear, nose, and throat. And one doctor taught me that if it's really a sinus infection, I mean, there's pus coming out of the nose. I mean, you could taste it, feel it, that most of these sinus infections do not need antibiotics. Yet another doctor taught me to never let a sinus infection get bad. If you suspect it's a sinus infection, and I've kind of witnessed this myself, experienced this myself, you want to knock it out as early as possible before it starts to fester, and then you end up needing steroids. And once you identify you have a sinus infection, you want to knock it out hard. So I'm kind of torn, because in my practice, when somebody was prone to sinus infections and they said, Dr. Dahlia, look, it's coming. You know, I always get one once a year, allergy season, let me knock it out. In my office, I'm like, here, take the antibiotic, yeah, or try symptomatic measures first. If you don't get better, here's an antibiotic just in case. Telemedicine, no, not going to happen. Telemedicine, there's a lot of guidelines, and the majority of them will be assumed to be viral until there's certain criteria that you satisfy. I can't really give the criteria over the phone because people are, you know, now calling up telemedicine trying to say, oh, yeah, I got white stuff everywhere. You know, I need an antibiotic. You know, people learn what to say to get the antibiotic. So we have to be careful. But, I mean, I'm of the thinking, don't let a sinus infection go the 10 days, 2 weeks. Because then you have to hit it hard with antibiotics, hit hard with steroids. But again, for the greater good. If you give antibiotics too early, you have people taking antibiotics when they don't need to. And antibiotics come with risks. So we have a huge growing population that as soon as they got excited about being able to contact a doctor for very cheap over their computer or on their phone, came to realize that they really can't get antibiotics from their doctor. People calling in for a bladder infection, they get really frustrated. So the guidelines for bladder infections are we're not supposed to treat a bladder infection without looking at the urine. All right. There's a lot of reasons for you having burning when you pee. If it burns when you pee, it could be an STD. It could be something called interstitial cystitis, where it's not really bacteria causing the inflammation, but something else. And interstitial cystitis is a whole different treatment than a bladder infection. But women will say the antibiotic made it go away, made the pain go away. Yet the urine comes out clean. So, again, here's that theory that maybe an antibiotic has some anti-inflammatory effect where people just feel better, not even more than placebo with the antibiotic. But with telemedicine, we're not supposed to be treating bladder infections over the phone unless you have a history of repeated bladder infections, I don't know, let's say E. coli, and the antibiotic that was given to you, it's resistant to, and you have a culture, and we go, okay, well, let's try something else. Then we could treat it. So people with bladder infections are freaking out, going, well, no one's giving me an antibiotic. Then the big thing I'm noticing, and listeners are emailing me with this, is they have a cough at night and they can't sleep, and the cough just won't stop at night. So we used to give cough medicine with codeine or hydrocodone. Take a teaspoon or two, stops the cough. Well, now with the whole opioid crisis, it's getting harder to get these cough syrups. And on telemedicine, you will not get a controlled substance. So when people have coughs, we tell them to take the Robitussin. I mean, NyQuil helps, you know. Some people take the Tylenol PM for the Benadryl. But the cough that's continuing, sometimes what helps stop the cough is that little bit of an opiate. But again, because of the opiate crisis, we're trying to not prescribe so many opiates, so we have less people using them. And what's kind of frustrating is, you know, I was the type of person where all I needed was a teaspoon once every 2 years. You know, and it's really hard to get these medications down. So, kind of hope that clarified what's going on out there. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.